Once there was a man named Labai, and he lived along the Malong River. One evening he heard that two men, Karomo, who lived upstream, and Mahmud, who lived downstream, were holding feasts at their homes. They were wealthy men, and it is customary for the wealthy to give sadaka and invite the poor people of the countryside as well. Labai looked at his little black dog, rubbed his tummy, and says, "Oh, it's been such a long time since I've had a decent meal. Look, there's nothing in my house to eat but a bit of fish. Oh, Karomo up the river, he holds such wonderful feasts. But come to think of it, the buffalo he serves are usually skinny. Now, Mahmud down the river, his buffaloes are fat as houses. Yes, I think I will go to Mahmud's feast, and I will get there first, so that I can eat more than the others." So Labai bathed himself and dressed in his finest sarong. Then he left his dog sitting in front of his small hut by the river's edge, and settled into his boat, and he began to paddle, 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 downstream. Oh, he could hardly wait, he was so excited! But as he paddled, he came across some people in a boat going upstream. They were laughing and talking happily, and envy overcame Labai. So Labai called, "Hey, what are you doing? You know, you're going in the wrong direction. The best party is at Mahmud, and he's supposed to have a lot of fat buffalo." "Oh, yes, he is," a laughing man called to him. "But you know, this year, Karomo decided to have a feast that is twice as big as Mahmud's. There's going to be 20 fat buffalo." "Twice as big? 20 fat buffalo?" Oh, Labai thought greedily. "That's the party I want to go to." And he struggled but turned his boat around to go upstream. And he paddle, 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 paddle. He paddled hard, trying to catch up with the other boat. And as he did, he passed by his house and his dog. He was right where he started. He began to paddle harder, but then he saw some people going in a boat downstream. "Hey, everyone, why are you going downstream? I heard the biggest party is upstream." Oh, they all laughed at him. "Yes, Karomo is having a large party, but at Mahmud's feast downstream, he's giving out gifts of money." "Money!" cried Labai. "Money! Well, that is what I really want. That is the best party to go to. That's where I'm going." His stomach growled, but he used all his strength to turn his boat around again and sail downstream. He paddle, 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 paddled, paddle, 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 paddled. His arms were getting so tired, and the sun was beginning to set behind the mountains, but he wanted to catch up with the others. He wanted to be the first to get the money. And as he did, he passed by his house and his dog. He was right where he started. As he paddled downstream in the twilight, he saw another boat going upstream. Labai called out, tired and furious, "Why are you fools going upstream? Mahmud is giving out money at the feast downstream." "Oh, yes, that may be so, but haven't you heard? At Karomo's feast upstream, he's giving out gold." "Gold!" Labai's heart leapt. "Gold!" His greedy heart ignored his growling stomach as he turned his boat around as fast as his aching body could, and he paddle, 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 paddle. Exhausted, he barely had strength as he passed right by his house with his dog. He was right where he started, and he paddle, 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 paddle. It was night when he finally arrived at Karomo's feast, and he dragged his boat to the shore. He ran towards the feast, but saw people leaving Karomo's house. A villager called out, "Labai, why are you running? The feast is over." "Over?" Labai stopped dead in his tracks. What about the gifts of gold? They've all been given out. Poor Labai. His heart sank as he stood there silently. But suddenly, he ran to his boat, jumped in, and with the last ounce of energy he had, he paddled, 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 paddled. He floated downstream, and he passed by his house and his little dog. He was right where he started. Starving, he reached Mahmud's feast, pulled his boat to the shore, but all he saw were a few people sitting around picking their teeth. "What's going on? Where's the food?" Labai cried, clutching his stomach.
"Why are you so late? All the food is gone, and all the money gifts have been given out too."
Sadly, all Labai could do was get into his boat, and he paddled, 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 upstream to his house, where he pulled the boat ashore and found the last bit of fish in his house. With a heavy heart, he walked outside to eat it in his boat, but in the darkness he tripped over his little dog. The fish went flying through the air and his dog gobbled it up. The dog licked his chops, looked at Labai, and said,
"That's what happens when you can't make up your mind.